This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'du, my brothers and sisters, we're coming to the end of this. This is the second last of the reminders. Alhamdulillah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with what we have been able to do in this month. Let us try our best to do what more we can do. Today would be the 29th of the month. Maybe tomorrow is Eid. If not, Alhamdulillah, we get an additional day of fasting. If it is Eid, Alhamdulillah, we get Eid. Do not express your disappointment if it is not Eid. Right? This is very important. If it is not Eid, Allah is granting us the ni'mah of one more day of Ramadan, in which the reward of a nafil is equal to a fard. The reward of a fard is multiplied 70 times. Where the doors of Jahannam are shut, the doors of Jannah are open, the shayateen have been chained. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our du'as, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us, especially for the people in itikaf, everything they do, including their sleep, is ibadah. It is counted as worship. Alhamdulillah, if Allah has given us an extra day, say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And if Allah in His mercy gives us Eid, Alhamdulillah, we are happy that it is Eid. My brothers and sisters, very quick recap. Ramadan al-Kareem came to make us muttaqoon. So let us practice, let us evaluate and see how far did I get in my journey to become a muttaqi. Number two, measure what changes we need to make. By now you should have had, and I should have had, a list of things to change. Check and say, have I changed these things? How am I going to change these things? How soon am I going to change these things? And number three, remember, this may be our last Ramadan. So let us not fool ourselves. Let us not miss out that opportunity and try and do our absolute best to make this the best Ramadan of our lives. If Allah gives us another one, Alhamdulillah. If Allah does not give us another one, then we do not die with regret. We say, I did my best. And for the rest, we trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His great mercy and His forgiveness. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our ibadah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to beautify our ibadah and to remove all its faults and to accept it in a state in which He is pleased with us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.